Good morning. Welcome to the morning show with Community News and Affairs from the Center. I'm Ron Fruit. Today, our topic is, we would have said sad in the past, but today we're going to talk about Elevate, and we're going to do that with Pam Peterson-Kentz and Tom Coleman, who are co-advisors for Elevate. We'll learn what it is, why it's important, how you can be involved, and be supportive. Tom, Pam, it's good to have both of you in the studio today. So many times we've started, Pam, recently our conversations just simply talking about how life changed in education, working with students and families trying to work together. For efforts like SAD and now Elevate, it had to have been challenging for you, Tom, and everyone else that was involved.
It was challenging. It was good to still be able to use computers and technology to stay in touch, but we've really seen, I think, the effects of what it was like for us to be separated and not to be able to meet in person.
You've worked with middle school students for a long time, and I remember Gary Schwartz, longtime counselor in the Richland School District, telling parents when our children were in middle school, don't worry, they leave the earth for a while, but then they will eventually come back. Looking at all the challenges that middle school students face, and then to throw a pandemic on them, had to be really difficult, I would think, for them.
I think very difficult, and we're going to see the effects. It was just so difficult for families trying to be at their jobs and still be, you know, guiding their kids and trying to help them with everything. And so because of how it was different for everyone, as we come back together, it's really changed things. So we might think that we're back to normal, but it really isn't.
You see certainly uniqueness in every child. My guess is their response during this last couple of years has also been unique.
Very unique, and I think surprising. A lot of students really learned a lot about themselves, and like some of them learned, I work really well on my own, and others really noticed how much they need to be with other people, how self-motivated they are, or how much they need to have. They just really need structure, and so I think they learned a lot about themselves, too.
Did you see that in your music students, your band students?
Absolutely, yes. Some of them, you know, the independent practicers would continue to practice and be able to keep making progress, but some of them really grow so much better when they're with people and they can hear, and music is about making music together. I mean, you do practice separately, but it's so important to be together.
Tom, it's sure good to have you on the program. Welcome back. Thanks for coming today. Elevate, it's a new word in our vocabulary. When did this become a new word in you and Pam's vocabulary?
We actually started this last year. The name change was last year, last school year. We've been doing SAD together, co-advising SAD for a number of years now, which was Students Against Destructive Decisions, which is still true. Obviously, we want students to make healthy choices. And I think in our what Pam and I were wanting to do, and a little bit of a change was with this, is so often the students already know what they should not do. It doesn't mean they don't do it. They just know what they shouldn't do. And we want to make a spin on that and rather teach them what we should be doing. For example, you know, kindness, being generous, things of that nature. And so last year we talked about Elevate and what can we do to elevate our students and elevate our school, specifically coming out of a COVID year. We got the students back together. And so we did a lot of team building exercises. And we'd take those team building exercises and then we'd break it down. Okay, what did you learn from this that you can use to build those around you? Elevate those that are around you. And so last year we kind of did it as reaching this school. This year we're taking Elevate and how can we do it individually? How can you elevate yourself individually? And so that's our approach this year with Elevate.
I think it's such a good word, though. It's very encouraging in itself. And what you just said, elevate myself, but also the concept that I can elevate everyone around me mm-hmm. by the actions that I take.
Right. And, you know, we try to really press with the students how they have a community right there at their school. That is a community by definition. And what can they do to elevate their community? And for some of them, you know, they do really well with the team building exercises we have, and we make a lot of fun. But again, there's those, sometimes we're trying to throw in a serious question with them to get them really to think about what they're learning through this fun exercise.
Do you learn from them?
Oh, absolutely. It's some of the exercises we do, we just stand back and kind of laugh and watch because it is kind of hysterical on some of the things. But and then you know, there's sometimes there's just that deep moment, and all of a sudden it's like that aha moment, and something they share something, you're like, So what do you mean by that? Let's expound on that. And so it's been a lot of fun. I'm really glad that we took this approach. Students change. I mean, the way students learn today is so different than when we went to school. But everybody learns differently. And so some read or learn better by reading the book, and others it's that hands-on. And so we're trying to offer a little bit of both of that.
We hear so many times today, Tom, about the impact of social media, the students that you are trying to elevate and the students that they themselves are trying to elevate face an incredibly different world, don't they?
Absolutely. It's amazing how powerful social media is, good or bad. And unfortunately, we hear a lot of the bad. And social media, I'm not a big fan of it. I don't have my own Facebook page or anything like that. And it was interesting, even when my boys were younger, my three sons were younger, they never really had a desire to get on it as well. So it wasn't a big deal in our family. I know in some families, I mean, for some students, that smartphone is like a life support system. If they don't have it, they think their world's going to crumble. And get them to understand that that's not true, that there's, you know, let's talk to one another. Let's actually socialize with one another face-to-face and talk about these things. And one thing we try to bring out in this Elevate is power of our words. Our words have life in them, or they have death in them. I can encourage you, or I can destroy you with my words. And the same thing with social media. I may not be verbally saying it, but I hit send or whatever it is, whatever platform I'm using, you're doing the same damage. Maybe even more damage. By hiding it behind that screen rather than talking with one another. So I'm not a huge fan of social media.
But I can be really bold when I can hide behind the screen.
Oh, absolutely.
As opposed to when I have to look you face to face, my whole demeanor might be different.
And we lose communication skills. We don't know how to communicate with one another like we should.
So when you announce we're going to have team building skills today, I'm trying to think when I was in seventh and eighth grade, if I'd have thought, oh, great, or if I'd have thought, oh, great. You know, what kind of response do you get from students, Pam, when you announce these things?
Well, I think once they try something, we just call it a game.
Which is probably call it wise, a game. Yeah.
Yep, we call it a game. And honestly, after they've tried it, they say it's fun. And then they've gone out and invited some more people. So that's what we are hoping for, too. Yeah. They seem to actually enjoy the challenges. Some of them are really challenging. It all is pretty much games. So we've kind of called it games with the idea of team building. And then we can take these team building things, like he said, and be able to say, what can I learn from it? How can I become stronger? So if I'm stronger, I'm helping someone else. And the cool thing last year with the team building is that they were able to take those skills and share them with the eighth grade class. There was a day of school that we needed something for the eighth graders to do because everyone else was testing or they went somewhere else. And so we saw the students who were eighth graders lead their peers, and it went over really well as team building. I think the kids enjoy doing it. It was very active. They like doing active things. And I don't know if they really got all the thought processes, but some of them did. And so if some of them did, I think that's success.
Is Elevate an elective for students?
It is something that you can go to during homeroom, and then we could do some things after school, but at this point we've just tried to make it be that if they're in school, they are able to be a part of this.
You know, it seems that over time there's been a progression, Pam. There was just say no, and then kind of sad. And it seems to me, as I hear the two of you talk today, that this is a natural progression and step in a good direction.
Yeah, I think, like he said earlier, the idea of no, like we just, for some people, I think it was just, you know, we want to develop awareness of these things and how damaging they are. And if we can show our students that before the damage, you can do this, you know, you can make these kind of choices, you can get strong enough to stand up and say, no, this isn't what I want to do because I have better things in my future. I have some hope. I have a direction. I have a purpose to help them see those things, because at this age, they're not really thinking of that for sure. And so if we can kind of bring those things to the forefront right now, that can be helpful.
Which age groups or which grades are most targeted by Elevate, Pam?
7th and 8th.
So it really is the heart of that kind of middle school category, right? Then, isn't it?
Yes.
And is it designed, I mean, with them in mind, thinking about, one, you've taken a step up now, you're not in elementary, we can hold you more accountable, but you're not quite at that point where you're in high school and ready to make some other decisions?
Yes. And we're like kind of listening to what's going on in the school, what kind of things we hear taking place at lunchtime. What are we seeing in the hallways? What are we hearing teachers say? What are we hearing students say? And kind of taking those things that maybe are problems and wanting to just question, so is there something, what could we do about this?
Is Elevate like student council in the sense that you would have officers, Tom, who would help lead some of the initiatives?
No, we don't have officers, but we take a group effort. If we have a project or something that project that we want to work on, we plan together. We collaborate together. We don't have officers in that manner. And so I just want to kind of go back for a moment. If we were to kind of boil down what we really want to do with Elevate, is give these students leadership skills. If we were really to boil it down, to lead themselves and to help lead others. I think that's the whole purpose of the games that we do, or the team building exercises, is just to create leadership skills for them. That goes way beyond school, obviously, but we don't have the officers. We just gather together. We have discussion. We have different activities, and that's what we do. But we don't have the president or vice president, nothing like that.
I think, though, in the early days, unless my perception is incorrect, but when we're talking about just say no, that was typically drugs and alcohol.
Correct.
A lot of SAD was drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly you've changed that a little bit with Elevate, even though I'm sure that's still a concern, but right. It really is trying to balance the scale and look at the big picture in life, isn't it?
Correct. And we do bring up, you know, drugs and alcohol and, you know, saying no and all that. We do that, but majority of our focus, again, is those leadership skills. What am I doing to elevate myself? What am I doing to elevate those that are around me? Just building a better community in our school. And hopefully it overflows into our community. But that's our focus more than anything.
And so those students then, 7th and 8th graders, my guess is you have a diverse group. Some that are in sports, some that love music, some that want drama or forensics, whatever it might be. Art.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually a very good point. You just kind of think about it. And I don't know the students, not obviously nearly as well as what Pam does, but she's nodding in agreement that, yeah, there is a wide range of students' interests and that come to our group.
Let me follow up on that, because I think that's good. Sometimes we get, if we love basketball, we hang with the basketball players, or if we like art, we're in the art room, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
But to elevate, you really have to understand these different viewpoints, don't you?
Yeah, I hadn't really thought of that, but it's really good to have this kind of group of students come together, because then they're really going out into all these other places where they really thrive in what it is that they enjoy. And so, yeah, that it really is a good thing.
Have you had as many students as you would like? I mean, I suspect 100% would be a wonderful goal.
So, you know, when we were doing SAD, we would have just like, okay, everybody come to the cafeteria who wants to. And we would have a lot of people, and we'd get their information by quick having them write it down and then put it together and then bring it back to this whole huge thing. And then I would say we just moved to a different building last year. We didn't really get started with this for last year until after Christmas. And we had a really good core of group of people that came to that. Band room can hold a lot of people, so we want more. And we meet every Tuesday, every other Tuesday. So sometimes we'll meet and all of a sudden there's another meeting on that date. So sometimes we have students who are really involved in a lot of things. So they might be in Elevate, but they might also be on student council. And student council was elected. So for SAD, they get to choose to be there. And we've had good numbers, but always hoping for more.
You know, with the transition to the three-building model in the Richland School District, did that also make it a good time, with respect to COVID and everything else, to actually change from SAD and implement Elevate?
I believe so, yeah. It was, just a good time to do that.
Are 7th and 8th graders joiners by nature? Or, I mean, is it cool still to be a part of the group or not?
If their friends join, they need to have someone else that wants to go to it. And so I don't really even know what has caused some of them to choose to come. But I do believe if their friends come, not many of them come just all on their own. They usually need at least one other person who would be there.
So what you need is that whole concept of Elevate. If I come and buy in, mm-hmm. then I want to elevate others by inviting them to come to the meeting as well.
Yes.
Have you been able to see some good things from the students who have been a part?
Yes. I think they recognize, I've seen just them have some aha moments about just seeing, really, I have this in me. You know, I have these character traits, or this is how other people see me. Cause we've done some exercises where, circle descriptors about themselves, and then other people would circle things. And, they find out, really, people see me as powerful. Really, people see me this way. And I think it just kind of opens them up to see even themselves in a new way, and their friends, and encourage each other that they all are really different from each other, but in really good and unique ways.
Tom, I have to ask, if you and Pam are successful in your implementation of Elevate, aren't you hoping that academically, emotionally, and life-wise, that these students are on a higher path to succeed in all those areas?
Absolutely. It's building them up individually. And so it's just, I think we're helping them to become more successful. And everybody has a little different definition of success, which is fine, but that they just become successful. And just, you know, the activities we do, was really interesting when Pam was talking. I had this thought that there's some of these activities that we do, for example, it might be about patience, you know, being a patient person. And so they'll talk about how they're patient or how hard it is to be patient. So then we'll kind of turn the table and say, okay, imagine what your teacher feels like. They have 20 students. It's the last hour of the day. And they're wanting to be patient with you. You know, and we kind of turn the table once in a while on them and say, put yourself in somebody else's shoes in dealing with some of these things. How do you think they feel? How can you change your classroom now knowing that your teacher really has to express a lot of patience? And there's a student or students that maybe are really kind of testing them that day. What can you do? You know, so we try to turn the table a little bit on them and get them to really think about not just themselves, but in the classroom, how can I make a difference in the classroom?
And don't you hope when, as it always does, something bad happens in the life of a student, mm-hmm. you know, whether we classify it as bad or not, you know, it's from the student perspective, that they'll be able to handle that in such a way that it doesn't derail their life.
Right. And, you know, there are times when they come into the club meeting and you can just tell it's been a rough day. And I just remember there was a young lady that came in last year and you could just tell she was not having a good day. And I just simply walked over and say, I just want you to know I'm sorry that you're not having a good day today. And I think it was just somebody just to share that with her, recognize it. And also she kind of lightened up a little bit and life got a little bit better for that next 20 minutes, whatever it was that we had our club. But it's getting the students to see that and recognize that they can elevate somebody else, even with our words, just taking an opportunity to observe what's going on around them and not being selfish about things.
My guess is you see that in the faces of students every day, don't you, Pam?
Yes. And then, you know, you see there are certain students who are very good at that's like natural for them to go be comforters or go be encouragers or helpers. And you really do see that among the students. They all have kind of a certain gift in them or a way about their personality that is just perfect for that moment. And then you have those people who, when you need to break the dullness, somebody who's funny and who can bring, you know, laughter to the situation and lighten things up. And so, and I think they start to see that in each other, that just how important it is to have that variety of things that they, it's, we don't need to all be alike.
Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about your special program coming up. But I had to think as we were talking this morning, if I said to my friends, I'm going to SAD or I'm going to Elevate, there's something there. You know, it's a very positive circumstance. Coming up, Tom, you have a special program. In fact, regularly you would have programs. Is this an extension or maybe a continuation of some of those efforts to be able to bring, you know, someone from the outside in to inspire students and give them something to think about?
Yeah, correct. We've done this, when I say we, Pam and I, we're just talking about, I think, for 10 years now, we've tried to bring in a motivational speaker every other year or so. And so, yeah, we have another gentleman coming to the school district November 10th, and Thursday, November 10th. And he's going to be speaking with the 5th and 6th graders down at the intermediate school in the morning. And then the afternoon, he's going to be speaking to the 7th and 8th graders as one group, and then he'll be talking to the freshman through senior after that, doing an assembly with them. The gentleman's name is Josiah Sullivan, and his title, or whatever you want to call it, is Overcoming Speed Bumps. And he shares about experience he had in life that obviously changed his life in a dramatic way. And he just shares and teaches about how he found hope and how he was able to persevere and overcome and still live life.
So you're hoping that he will elevate students as a result of his participation.
Absolutely. And I mean, I've never heard the gentleman speak. I don't know his complete story, but the little bit I do know about it, it's definitely going to, if you really listen, you'll hear a story that he was elevated. He really went to the next level, and it's overcoming those things that we experience in life and those things that are unexpected. And so he talks about overcoming speed bumps. That's the kind of the title of his message. And speed bumps come, and things come in life that we don't expect, we don't want, we don't desire, but they happen. And what do we do now? And he has a story to help motivate and encourage people to overcome those things.
There's the old adage about an expert is someone who's at least 50 and lives 50 miles away. Bringing someone in from the outside, even if they have the same story to share that you and Pam could share every week, I mean, they have an opportunity to make an impact, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, when my boys were younger, you know, I could tell them the sky was blue. And they look at you like, are you sure? Then they'll ask Grandpa, is the sky blue? Absolutely. Okay, Grandpa said it. You know, it has to be blue then. And so I learned as a parent, there are times when I wanted to get a lesson to my boys. I'd call Grandpa and say, hey, Grandpa, would you share this with the boys? And he would. And it's like, wow, you know. So I think it's the same idea here. We bring somebody else in. But when you have somebody that has lived it and is living it, it's like that exclamation point. It's just right there. It's real. This is where we're at right now. It's reality. And like I said, this gentleman, his story, he had a car accident when he was just out of high school and created paralysis. And so he's in a wheelchair. He has was very athletic in high school. He played the lacrosse sport, very athletic. Just a couple days after high school graduation, he had this accident and he's paralysis and he's in a wheelchair. But he talks about how he overcame and how he's living life, and now he plays rugby, I believe it is.
Is he still in a wheelchair?
He's still in a wheelchair, and so he has somebody that's with him all the time, and that. But he just has this story of hope and perseverance.
Wow, that sounds powerful just in the start, Pam. I mean, just thinking about how, I mean, the message, the story he can share because of his life circumstances really should impact students in a powerful way.
Right. And I think one of the things that he gives credit over and over is to the people who are around him, his family and friends that, you know, I couldn't have done
to
this
elevate him.
Without this. And so if our students see the message, they can see people around them who need to overcome something and know that it's possible and know the power of that they have in order to bring somebody else up, that because that's what helped this guy. That's what Josiah was helped by, was his family and friends and a number of other people.
Don't know what caused his accident and don't need to.
No.
But the reality is a lot of the things you've been trying to do in the past when there was sad and just say no was avoiding the circumstances that can change our lives so dramatically. Obviously, he can talk about that change. And before he even sees a word, students who look at him, I mean, they'll know, won't they?
They will. Yeah, and I believe, when I see pictures of him, he has a service dog with him. And so those students or people who really enjoy working with animals too can just see how, oh, this is another way that, you know, I like working with animals and this can help people as well. And so I just think that's another neat thing that we will be able to see too.
Is it hard to find speakers today, and has the world impacted that opportunity for you, Pam?
I didn't really look, like, we've been just kind of going with this group of speakers, so this is a new one for us. I hadn't looked into trying to find other speakers, so I really don't know.
Well, it sounds like you found a good one, though,
yeah.
That this will be
yeah.
a good opportunity.
So I know that during COVID, that would have been very hard, and anything that I believe speakers tried to continue to bring their messages, and they would do online things and try to do some things that were interactive. I think, you know, Josiah during that time was probably doing that. Speakers, it did definitely change things.
Now, I think it was Tom that said, you know, there will be a presentation for intermediate school 5th and 6th, then 7th and 8th, then 9th through 12. My guess is that presentation is just a bit different for each maturity level.
Yes, and I believe the one for the 5th and 6th will be slightly shorter, just a little bit shorter, and will be at the level that they are at, and then same with 7th and 8th, and same with 9th through 12, that they'll be really able to target that age group, because 7th through 12 is a big, or 5th through 12 is a big target.
There's a huge difference between a 5th grader and a senior, isn't there?
Absolutely. There's a big difference between 7th and 8th graders. I think I didn't always recognize that. There's a huge difference from 6th to 7th, so those ages, it's really huge.
So thus very important and appropriate to divide the students up so they get that
yes.
message.
Yes.
But then those are student presentations, Tom.
Correct.
There will then be a community opportunity the evening of the 10th, correct?
Correct. The same day that evening at 6:30 at the auditorium at the high school. He'll be sharing again. I'm sure the presentation will be a little bit different, being for the whole community. But again, we're inviting the community. We'd love to have you come out. There are going to be door prizes. We're trying to entice people to come, I guess, with door prizes. So we're having some door prizes and all that, but, there is some music. They'll be playing some music at the beginning of the school assemblies as well, but in the evening, and then, Josiah will be sharing.
Is it appropriate for parents to bring their children back to the evening presentation, or is it geared for adults, Tom?
No, we're inviting the whole family. The message in the evening, I think, is going to stress more about hope than probably during the morning. I have never heard him speak. I'm just kind of going by the little bit of interaction I've had with them. So the evening is going to be different than what during the day.
But if the community would like to come and hear, then the evening, what time will it start?
6:30.
6:30. Last about how long? Do you have
about an hour?
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a little over an hour by the time we do the door prizes and all that, probably a little over an hour.
It would seem that a parent who would come could then visit, you know, with a child who'd heard the, you know, mm-hmm. the presentation or a similar one during the day.
Correct.
And have an effective conversation that might be beneficial.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know if it was the last speaker we brought in, or there was another speaker we brought in, and the evening was more family-oriented, and that was exactly what happened. All of a sudden, the student come home, man, you need to hear this guy. This was a story, and then mom and dad come, or grandpa and grandma come, and all of a sudden, they hear the same story or similar story, and creates that healthy conversation that they can have.
You know, for Elevate, you know, and being able to bring in a speaker and have door prizes, do you have community sponsors or a sponsor for this then, Tom?
There are some people that have come out and said that they'd like to help donate towards the door prizes. But this whole assembly, the evening and during the day, is funded by outside sources. And so it's not any penny coming from the school or anything like that.
And every student has the opportunity to attend, and the community free of charge as well.
Absolutely, yep. There's no cost to this at all. We just need you to come at 6:30. Actually, come 6:20 because it starts at 6:30.
So what will you do then as co-advisors once this program is over? Will you try to harness some of the things that Josiah talks about and, you know, whether it's team building or it's games or it's something else to try to further, you
Absolutely.
Know, take advantage?
So we have a club meeting the Tuesday before. So we're going to kind of prime the pump a little bit in our club meeting that day. But then following, yes, we'll try to build off of that and keep it going. A couple of years ago, we had a gentleman come and he did a school assembly and he was a bodybuilder kind of a guy, whatever, and he would take the frying pan and he folded it with his hands.
Yes, I remember you talking about
John Pritikin.
John Pritikin was his name. And I remember his story was nobody eats alone. Because he talked about when he was a boy how he was bullied and he would eat lunch all alone. And so we carried that theme the rest of the school year. We just remind him, don't forget, nobody eats alone. And so we do. We take advantage of what they share. Because again, it's that idea. They heard it from somebody completely different. And so now it's more believable. And they're going to receive it. And then we just stoke the fire every once in a while or fan it a little bit. Say, don't forget, nobody eats alone. So I'm sure it will be similar this year.
Wow. I mean, and he was real effective too, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, how could he not be effective?
Can you do that, Mr. Coleman?
Well, back in the day.
Are you also hoping, Pam, that an event like this may increase participation and attendance in your Elevate meetings?
Yeah, I think that people will see, oh, this is what it's about, and they would say, yeah, this is okay. You know, it's not something that to be afraid of, and it's something that I would like to do. Yeah.
Well, and for families to be able to come and enjoy, you know, there aren't a lot of things that, you know, the whole family can do together that's designed for them.
Right.
Typically, you know, a member of the family's involved or somebody else is doing, but this is really geared to them all.
Yeah. So I hope grandparents come. I hope that a lot of different people will come.
So November 10th then.
Yep.
So what do you hope the students, you know, do you look and see how they respond? You know, is it a time when it's better to listen than to talk after students have had a chance to be in a program like this?
Yes, I think it'll be good for us to have some good questions and then see where it goes.
Sounds good. Well, how about the future of Elevate? You get past, you know, this special program and so forth, and, you know, maybe schedules become a little more clear, and it's more business as usual to have 7th and 8th graders in the high school
right.
building. What do you hope you can do, and what will you use to judge whether or not you're able to make the mark, Pam?
I think we will want to see how students react and interact, and if we hear from them, if they think that it's an important thing, if they've gained something from it, if we learn what did you get from this, and maybe get some feedback of what could we do better, so that we can continue to meet our community.
How about you, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, I like to hear reports from the teachers. That there's a difference in the classroom, or there's a difference with that specific student. That for me would be a win.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
but Elevate is the opposite of bullying, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and we know that no matter what school we're in or where we're at, or frankly, whenever we've grown up, that's a fact of life.
Right.
You know, how nice it would be if this could have an impact in that regard.
Absolutely.
Too.
You know, just to understand the value that they have as a person, who they are, just to build that up. Now, I'm sure we've all seen students in our community that look discouraged more than encouraged, you know, and just to see that changed. And I think Elevate has that opportunity to do that. And if I go back for a moment, you know, the speaker we chose wasn't, our focus wasn't necessarily on Elevate and our students. It was on our community as a whole. When we thought about the speaker coming in, and we knew we had an opportunity, and we really didn't have to think very hard, Pam and I, and we used the same resource the last 10 years to get these motivational speakers to come in, and it was not difficult, but we had community as a whole in mind, and as much as we are bringing about the assemblies during the day, we really are hoping that we have a great turnout for the evening rally.
So again, that will start at 6:30. Doors
Correct.
Will open at 6 maybe, then on November 10th.
November 10th.
At the Richland Center High School Auditorium.
Yeah.
Final word you'd like to be able to share this morning, Tom?
If they can just help us get the word out about this gentleman coming and speaking. And you know, we all have to overcome things in life in different ways at different times. And maybe he's going to share just something to encourage you. Maybe he's going to give you a nugget that you can learn from and grow from. But I would love to see the families come out from our community.
Sounds good. How about you, Pam, the final word?
Yeah, I'd like to see our families come out, and even people who really don't have a connection anymore to school. Maybe they have had kids in school. We want to see all the community served at this, that they, everyone, it doesn't, you don't have to have a student involved, that we want to invite our community to this.
Well, in fact, I was going to say that I think it's wonderful for parents to come, but if the next door neighbors come, or the people you see at church, or wherever it happens to be, the ball game or whatever,
yes,
if they are in attendance,
yes,
that sends a message to students and also has, but we could all use a little bit of positivity.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
If an individual in the community says, I want to support Elevate, you know, are you looking for sponsors, or is it more of a circumstance where it's, you know, where the students can come during homeroom and just work themselves?
We probably could always use sponsors, because we can use those resources for something, to continue something like this. So if they really wanted to, we could.
Do you ever get to take a field trip or anything like that?
We haven't so far.
No.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, opportunities exist when opportunities exist.
Yes.
So sounds good. Well, good luck. November 10th then.
Correct.
And so parents, mark your calendar so you know that your child will be, if they're in fifth or higher, they're going to hear the special program, and then you can go on that evening, the 10th, and have a chance. Good to see both of you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tom Coleman and Pam Peterson-Kentz have been our guests on The Morning Show. They are co-advisors for Elevate. And again, the special program, November 10th, the one that's open to the community, will begin at 6:30 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium.